visiting today with new PCM head baseball coach Brent Finley. Coach, you know, let's just start off our conversation talking a little bit about, you know, you recently stepped into this role now as PCM head baseball coach. Kind of what were you doing beforehand, and kind of what led you to this point?
Yeah, really before this year, I've been involved primarily with youth programs in our area at the USSSA level. Prior to that, I was actually an assistant baseball coach at Central College in the early 2000s, and then my coaching career, I guess, really got started. I was a freshman baseball coach at my alma mater back when I was in high school too. So, but really, the reality for the last several years has been involvement really at the youth level with my own kids, and plenty of baseball action there over the last 15, 16 years.
You know, you talked about the USSSA level and, you know, working in that, and I've umpired in that level for many, many, many years. You know, how have you seen kind of the changes and the growth in youth baseball grow so much in the last just couple decades?
Yeah, it's definitely exploded. And I don't know, in some ways it's a really good thing. Some ways it can be challenging too at the same time. I think the good things about it, if you know, teams are going about it the right way and really about the development of the baseball players rather than, you know, chasing the wins and losses and playing, you know, 40, 50 games a year. I don't know necessarily if that's the most healthy thing we've got going on right now, but I do think it is great. I think the opportunity to play a lot of baseball is certainly there. But again, I think from my perspective, really our focus has been, at least with the groups I've been involved with, is trying to develop them as baseball players, understanding the game, focusing on fundamentals, learning to do things the right way, and handling you know, a lot of the adversity and the failure that comes along with the game of baseball.
You know, what was it specifically that kind of drew you to PCM and got you interested in that head coaching role? I mean, you've been around the area a little bit, but kind of what was it about PCM specifically?
Yeah, so my wife and I have been here in the PCM district now for about 18 years, and I was fortunate enough to be able to help a little bit back when Sean Hudnut was a head coach, and working with their spring league teams in that capacity, and really the head job has been, or at least being involved in on the staff in some way, has been something that's been on my radar for a long time. And reality was the timing just wasn't great the last couple times that the position has become open, and now I'm at a point in my life and my career where it just made sense. I have a little bit of flexibility from a work perspective. My kids, I've been able to be involved with them as they've grown and been involved in their youth activities. So really, yeah, when this came open this fall, then it like I said, the timing just matched up with what I had going on personally and professionally, and I was excited to be able to get a chance to lead this group.
What's kind of the process like for you now taking over as head coach? Of course, we're in the winter time now, but, you know, I know that the state of Iowa offers, you know, you can have so many hitting days coming up here. I think I remember that right. And also pitchers can start throwing as of right now. So kind of what's that look like as you guys prepare for the season?
Yeah, I mean, main thing for me is getting a feel for our guys and our program a little bit, for the pieces we think we can plug in. You're exactly right. We're a little bit limited in terms of what we can do instruction wise, other than with pitchers. So we've gotten them going. We were able to do that starting in January, and really, really encouraged from what I've seen out of that group of pitchers so far. Really encouraged by the way that they're getting after it. They're buying into what we want to do. Their commitment to maybe a little bit of change has been encouraging, and I think there's some positive momentum we can carry into the spring. Starting in March, March 3rd actually is when the state allows us, so you can get up to 15 hitting days beginning of March, and then 5 of those 15 we can actually do all aspects of the game, you know, fielding, base running, situational stuff too. So we'll start to work that in as we get into late spring. Obviously, we've got to work around our athletes that are involved in track as well, but yeah, really, really itching to get after it a little bit there too as we get later into the spring.
This winter I've got to actually umpire. PCM played some winter league games over at Grand Slam in Urbandale and saw them. And how does that kind of help the team out? I know that you can't really have your hands in that, but them getting to see some live, live-ish action baseball and some pitchers from, the metro area that may be very talented, such as kids from, Waukee, Southeast Pote, things like that.
Yeah, I think the big advantage there is just getting some live at bats and seeing the ball out of a pitcher's hand. In Iowa, we get we're a little bit challenged with weather-wise. We don't get a lot of warm weather days, obviously, in the winter and then early spring. So anytime you can get some of those reps and those at bats, I think is a good thing. And then obviously competing too, I think is a big thing too. Anytime we can compete, that's what we really want to be all about. Having those opportunities to do that, like you said, against some of those bigger schools, I think that they're competing against, that it's really good for them to see some of that and really start to kind of hone in on things, and we'll fine tune, and hopefully that carries over into the summer for some success for those guys.
Well, Coach, kind of before we wrap up our initial interview here, you stepping into this new role as PCM head coach, what's kind of just a major coaching philosophy that you want to take over, as a head coach, and that you want to bring to this PCM program to, hopefully get them to a team that is kind of towards the top of the conference?
Yeah, no, great question. I think, obviously at the PCM, we've got a lot of really good athletes, and we always have. And the baseball program has had some success, for sure. And I think we're right there on the cusp. I think from my standpoint, a few of the things that we're going to talk about a lot: one, playing the game the right way, handling failure the right way. Obviously, the game of baseball, you deal with that a ton. And I think the way you handle it is the key to maybe a one run loss versus a one run win in some aspects. I think also from that standpoint, it's talking about those lessons that we learned from the game of baseball and how those apply to your everyday life too, and life beyond high school baseball, or hopefully some of these guys that have aspirations of playing beyond high school. Once the game is done, there's things you learn from the game of baseball that I think apply to everyday life, and I'm hoping to instill some of that in the guys. I think the other thing too that we're gonna compete, and it's about competing not only in games but every day in practice. We're gonna put the guys in situations where they're forced to compete. We're gonna challenge them. So hopefully, when you step in between the lines on game days, they've been in those situations. We're prepared to handle them, and we're ready to go. So I'm like I said, I'm encouraged by what I'm hearing and what I've seen so far from our pitchers, and hopefully the guys are bought in and really looking forward to getting it going here later this spring.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you visiting with me today, and already looking forward to the upcoming baseball season here in May.